gracious viewers of Supreme Master Television, welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're greeting you from the Zen Center of Northern California. This is my co-host, volunteer chef, Mr. Praveen Turakia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting us to your center. So Praveen, what are you going to bring to us today?
Today we'll have two dishes and both are healthy. The first main dish is multi-lentil vegetable khichdi. And the second one, dessert, is oatmeal pudding.
Sounds wonderful. So what are the ingredients we'll need for the complete meal?
Okay, we are going with so many lentils. This is tur dal, which is split pigeon peas. Mm-hmm. Then this is udad dal, which is black gram, split black grams. This is a mung dal, it's a washed mung. This is chana dal, Bengal gram. This is a lentil.
Yeah, lentil comes in many different colors.
Yeah, these are all lentil basically.
Oh, they are all lentil. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Except this is rice. So basically these are 6-7 ingredients. This is yellow squash, cut and diced. This is a green zucchini, that also cut and diced. This is cut French beans, so that is also nicely cut. Green mutter. Green peas, we call mutter, so I just said mutter. And these are red bell peppers, yellow bell peppers, and orange bell peppers. Also, we add some spinach and lots of spices. This is a turmeric powder. This is garam masala, coriander cumin powder, red chili powder. This is whole cumin seed, mustard seeds, and dried chili peppers. With that, we have some other spices in tempering. This is a whole pepper, whole coriander seeds, methi seeds, clove. This is coriander. So, shall we start?
Sure.
Okay. Basically, we need to wash and clean all these lentils and soak for about an hour or so, 1 hour. It becomes a little softer.
Just cold water will do.
Yeah, cold is fine. Or, if you take warm or hot, it's better. But cold is fine, too. And then in a water, just boil for about 10 to 15 minutes. So for our tempering, we need oil, about 4 to 5 tablespoon of oil. You can see now a little bit smoke coming.
So it's ready for us.
Right. We put mustard seed.
A teaspoon.
Right, 1 teaspoon. Then cumin seed, 1 teaspoon. Some red chili pepper, broken into pieces. A few peppercorn, 1 or 2 clove, some coriander seeds, some methi seeds, and finally, this is curry leaves. Cover it so it doesn't splutter much. Then lastly, we add some hing. You can smell it.
Wow, it's good. Wonderful. Blend is so nice.
So once we are done with that, we add to that our vegetables. This is French beans. We add zucchini. Yellow squash. all colorful bell peppers. And finally, green peas. And then add some water. Then to that we add our all boiled lentils and rice. And let it simmer for about 15-20 minutes.
How much water, how much lentil?
Ratio is like whatever you take, 1.5 times water.
I see.
You may have to go up to 2 times, but start with 1.5 times. Sometimes it's worked that way. So after the tempering is done, we put the vegetables, everything, put water. And as I told you, we put rice and all the lentils, which is soaked also, to the pot. And we may have to add some water. And now we have to let it simmer for at least 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes on a medium heat. In the beginning, about 10 minutes high heat. Once you start boiling, then what we can do, we can lower the heat. So it's about 10 minutes now, so it must be now simmering, boiling. So let's look at that. Oh, look at that, it started boiling. So we start, add our all masalas. Start with the turmeric powder, 1/2 teaspoon. 2 teaspoon of coriander and cumin seed powders. 1.5 teaspoon this red chili powder.
Okay.
1 teaspoon garam masala. This is salt. Just mix everything together. Starts coloring nice. It started cooking also. You can see that.
Yeah, and the flavor is coming out.
Right, good.
Really fragrant.
Then we add our green chili, jalapeno, and the regular serrano. We put little mint and coriander leaves.
Many different grains,
right.
Very nutritious.
It's all very nutritious. So we close that, we lower the heat now. So it starts soaking all the remaining water, and then slowly it will even absorb all the flavor from the spices. And once it is almost to be done, we add some cherry tomatoes. We add a little later, otherwise it stops, slows down cooking process basically.
I see.
To make it more colorful, tasty and
nutritious too.
Very, always.
And then at the end we will add the spinach in it?
Yeah, spinach is almost at the end. We start getting ready for our final serving part, garnishing. Hoping it's done in 2-3-4 minutes. We can make a lettuce bed around that. I mean, this is spinach. You can use lettuce also, anything. But this is, we have spinach right now. Looks like it's done.
Wow.
So finally we have to add the lemon juice. Because if you had added before, then it stops the cooking process. So we normally add it at the end.
I see.
And mix together. By the way, this could be eaten with yogurts also. If you are vegan, soy yogurts, and that's easily available, you can do it. So let's start now to our serving things. So what I do for garnishing, I put the things first here. Let's say this is a red bell pepper. Then now some cilantro. And then I put rice in. You can add broccoli to this or any choice vegetable, whatever you like.
But no potatoes, no carrots, right, no root vegetables.
Yeah. See, Jains, we don't eat any kind of onion, garlic, potato, carrots, any root vegetables, beside multi-seeded vegetables like, eggplants.
And the main idea is to incur less karma.
Exactly. Because the reason, like root vegetables, it's called one body shared by infinite numbers of lives. So let's say normal vegetables, anything has a life. Vijayan believes and everybody knows that everything. But to live, for us to survive, we have to eat something, right? So instead of, we try to minimize the violence, basically. And that is the reason, if you can deal with such a thing, small things, why you have to go for multi-bodied things. And that has, of course, like what you said, build more karmas, basically. So that's the basic idea. Non-violence is the principle of foundation of Jainism.
Right.
So once we put it in there, actually it will be difficult with, I already put it, but let's try. Okay, I did it. So,
wow, beautiful. It's a nice design.
Yes.
It's very good presentation. Yeah.
So, zucchini thing, so we put that also along with this. So this was zucchini. And this is also zucchini. So, you can smell it, you can look. Wow, balancing act, I guess. Doesn't want to stay.
Wow, it's beautiful.
And if you want to make it more interesting, you can put few
contrasting colors.
Right, so some here and some here.
It's beautiful.
You have to now taste it too.
Can't wait to take a bite.
So, want to try now?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. We take and then put one scoop of vegan yogurt and now try it.
Beautiful. So, why don't we put the vegan yogurt here?
Sometimes, spices are overpowering, so this cools down a little bit, at the same time tastes better always with the yogurt.
It's very good.
What do you think? Good?
Yeah, delicious, wonderful.
Try both ways, just by itself and with the yogurt.
Really nice.
Liked it.
Just by itself is really nice.
It has everything. It has vegetable, it has lentil, that means protein, vitamins and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, very complete in itself.
And the yogurt also gives you calcium, and this is of course soy yogurt, so it gives you even more protein.
Yeah, I just tried with the yogurt, and it's
good.
It's fabulous, very good. Thank you so much for showing us this.
I'm glad you liked it, and I hope our audience likes it too. Oh,
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.